We all know that the chinuch counts as the last of the 613 mitzvahs, the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, va'ata kisva lechem es hashira, zois, the mitzvah to write a sefer Torah, which a person fulfills by either writing it himself or hiring someone to write it on his behalf. And the question is, why is it that only a very select group of individuals are in fact mekayim the mitzvah? Is there a reason why perhaps a person could avoid having to invest the significant amount of money that it costs to hire someone to write a Sefer Torah individually? Is there another way to perhaps fulfill the mitzvah? Is there a reason why so few people are in fact willing to go ahead and invest the money to purchase either a Sefer Torah or to hire someone to write a Sefer Torah on their behalf? So the first question is, if a person goes ahead and purchases an already made Sefer Torah, is he mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah? So the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed tells us that a person who's lekeach a Sefer Torah from an ashuk, he purchases a Sefer Torah from the shuk, an already written Sefer Torah, the halacha is harezu kechoytef. It's a mitzvah, it's as if he's chapped the mitzvah. And there's a machlokes rishonim as to exactly what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that when this person purchases an already made Sefer Torah from the shuk, it's as if he chapped the mitzvah, it's as if he was chaytef, he grabbed the mitzvah. According to Rashi, what this means is that even though he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah in the most optimal manner, it's not the most mechudadik way of fulfilling the mitzvah because he's lacking in the effort that it usually entails. Nevertheless, b'di'evid, he's mekayim the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah, even though he's purchased an already made sefer Torah. He didn't write it. He didn't hire someone to write it. Nevertheless, since at the end of the day, he now owns a Sefer Torah, he's mekayim the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. So it's not lechatchila because l'maisa he's lacking in the effort that usually goes into the process of putting together a ksiva Sefer Torah. But nevertheless, b'di'evad he's mekayim the mitzvah. However, many achroinim are medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that when the Gemara says that you're chaytif the mitzvah, it means that you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. And in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, a person has to write the sefer Torah himself, either through hiring a sefer or through somehow learning how to write it himself, but by merely purchasing an already made sefer Torah from someone else, lefi the shita of Rambam, according to the way most achrayim learn the Rambam, you are not mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. So it's a machlekes. How do we paskin? This as well is the subject of a tremendous machlekes. The Ramah is mavur in Yerideya that you're not mekayim the mitzvah, even b'di'evad, if you go ahead and you purchase an already made Sefer Torah. Because he learns the Gemara seemingly like the Rambam, that it means that in order to mekayim the mitzvah, you have to actually write the Sefer Torah or hire someone to write the Sefer Torah. But by purchasing an already made Sefer Torah, the Shitas HaRamah is that you're not yoytzei the mitzvah. The Goyin disagrees, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and they hold that b'di'evad you are mekayim the mitzvah, they assume like Rashi, and it's a machlekes ha'poskim. Some achroinim understand that the underlying point of dispute between the Ramah and the Goyin is whether the yesod of the mitzvah is the writing of the Sefer Torah, that's the nature of this mitzvah, that's the gedder of this mitzvah, or the gedder of the mitzvah is the owning of a Sefer Torah. The mere ownership, the bailus, that's what the Torah really wants with this mitzvah of the Ata Kisvah Chemes Hashira. The Torah wants you to have a Sefer Torah. And perhaps the Ramah felt that you're not yoytzei if you purchase an already made Sefer Torah because the mitzvah is the ksiva and you haven't been koisev a Sefer Torah. Moshe Inkin, the Goyin held that the mitzvah be'ikr is the owning of a Sefer Torah, and therefore, even if a person doesn't go ahead and write it himself, he purchases an already made Sefer Torah, he's still mekayim the mitzvah because the mitzvah has been fulfilled by virtue of the fact that he now owns a Sefer Torah. Some achronim therefore want to betoyla this machlekes in another machlekes achronim, machlekes apayskim, bratam the pischi tshuva, regarding a person who writes a sefer Torah or hires someone to write a sefer Torah, and then donates the sefer Torah to the tzibur. He donates it to a shul, donates it to yeshiva. Is he now bekayim the mitzvah, or does he lose his mitzvah if he completely relinquishes his ownership of the Sefer Torah? It's a machlekes ha-poskim. Many poskim hold that you are mekayim the mitzvah. Others say that you shouldn't do that. You should retain your ownership. You should just lend it to the shul. And what's the machlekes? So some achronim say it's totally in this machlekes. If the yesoid of the mitzvah is to own a Sefer Torah, so then you should always make sure to retain ownership of the Sefer. Because if you relinquish your bialos, then perhaps you're not in fulfillment anymore of the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to have it in your possession, to have a bialos on it, which you have now relinquished. Masha'enkin, if the mitzvah is the ksiva, then you certainly will be mekayim the mitzvah, even if you subsequently donate it to a shul, because l'maisa, you did fulfill the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah, or making a shliach to write the sefer Torah. And therefore, according to the shita, that the mitzvah is the ksiva, like the shita of the Ramah, you certainly logically should fulfill the mitzvah even if you donate the Sefer Torah after having written it. Now, when it comes to why people today are not very commonly in fulfillment of this mitzvah, it's not very widespread. So the first thing we should point out is the well-known shita of the Rosh and the Tur, and that is that since the Iker objective of the mitzvah, says the Rosh, is not merely to write a Sefer Torah, but to have the Sefer Torah to learn from. Memela, today, where we don't learn from Sefer Torah anymore, we keep it in the Aron HaKodesh and Shul. Rather, we learn from a Gemara, we learn from Svarim, and we don't learn from the Sefer Torah. Therefore, the mitzvah has evolved, and now the mitzvah has become to write Perushim on the Gemara, Perushim on the Mishnah, other Mishnayos, other Svarim, the Svarim that you learn from. Because since the mitzvah is to have the Sefer to learn from, to have the mitzvahs available to you, so you can have access to a Sefer Torah to learn the halachas from it. Therefore, today, where we don't learn from the Sefer Torah, we learn from other Svarim, and Meila, the mitzvah is fulfilled by having other Svarim, by writing other Svarim. When you write the other Svarim, you are being mekayim the mitzvah in lieu of the Sefer Torah, because today that's what you learn from. Now, there's a very important machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Shach as to how to understand the Shita of the Rosh. According to the Beis Yosef, the Rosh doesn't mean to exclude being mekayim the mitzvah with an actual Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. According to the Beis Yosef, Avada, the Rosh concedes that you can still be mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah by writing an actual Sefer Torah. The Rosh just means to add other Svarim as well, since today we learn from other Svarim, and therefore you could also fulfill the mitzvah by having other Svarim. That is the Shita of the Beis Yosef. However, the Shach disagrees. The Shach holds that no. Today, the mitzvah has changed. Since today we don't learn from a Sefer Torah, says the Shach, the Shita of the Rosh is, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah by actually writing a Sefer Torah itself. You have to write a Sefer that you're going to learn from, and that would include specifically other Svarim. That's the Svarim that you actually can learn from, that you actually can use. And that's why the mitzvah, actually, b'zman hazeh, has evolved and has changed from the Sefer Torah itself to other Svarim. Be it as it may, there is a very important Shagas Aryeh who completely changes the entire nature and the entire application of this mitzvah, b'zman hazeh. So far we have told we have said over two important nekudas regarding the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. Number one, we said the machlekes rishonim, whether a person is mekayim the mitzvah if he purchases an already made Sefer Torah. We are perhaps titled that in the machlekes whether a person should retain ownership or he can donate it to a shul. And then we said over the shita of the Rosh and the Tur, that today you can mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah even without writing an actual Sefer Torah, but writing other svarim that you're going to learn from. And there was machlekes if it was dafka azay, or you could also be mekayim the mitzvah with an actual Sefer Torah. Now comes the tremendous chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. Says the Shagas Aryeh, there is no mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. The Shagazari is working with the premise that the mitzvah is fulfilled dafka with writing an actual Sefer Torah, not like the Rosh, not with other Svarim, dafka with the Sefer Torah. Memeila, says the Shagazari, bizman hazeh, the mitzvah no longer applies. Now, why should that be so? Says the Shagas Aryeh, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed says, we are not bekiyin bechaserus v'yeserus. There are different words that sometimes have an extra letter and sometimes don't have an extra letter. For instance, aroin sometimes is spelled with a vav, aleph, hey, reish, vav, nun, and sometimes it's spelled without a vav, aleph, hey, reish, nun. And we are not bekiyin, we are not proficient in the exact details regarding chaserus v'yaserus, and we don't know exactly when it's supposed to be with the vav, without the vav, with the letter, without the letter, and therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, bizman hazeh, we're not anymore mechuyev to write a Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Gemara in Megillah says that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to write a Sefer Torah that's free of any blemishes, that's free of any mistakes. It has to be Torah Hashem Tamima, Shtikin Pasuk. And the Gemara Megillah tells us that means it has to be tamim, it has to be without any blemish. Therefore, says the Shagazari, since we're not bekiyin today in yeserus v'chaserus, and in order to mekayim the mitzvah of sefer, ksiva sefer Torah, you have to have a sefer Torah completely free of any mistakes. Memeila, it's not possible nowadays because we don't know exactly how to do it properly, and therefore you're not mekayim the mitzvah since there is no application of ksiva sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. That is the tremendous chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. So according to the Shagas Aryeh, there is no chiyuv to go ahead and write a Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh, because since we're not bekiyim b'yaseiris v'chaseiris, memeila, you don't have any ways an ability to mekayim the mitzvah, since in order to mekayim the mitzvah, it has to be Torah Hashem Tamima, it has to be tamim, it has to be completely perfect in nature, it can't be something that has mistakes in it, and since we're not capable of fulfilling a mitzvah without mistakes, memeila, there is no kiyum ha-mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Most poskim strongly disagree with this chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. And most poskim hold that even b'zman hazeh, you do have a mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah. Number one, says the Chida, an interesting chiddush, says the Chida, that which the Gemara says that we're not bekiyim b'yaseiris v'chaseiris, that was only until the Rambam came along and made a very, very diligent effort to compile the correct Sefer Torah and the correct girsa that is supposed to be consisting of in a Sefer Torah. And the Rambam rectified any mistake regarding chaseiris v'yaseiris. And from the Rambam's time of editing and onwards, we do in fact have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Since the Rambam Taka became proficient in exactly how to write a proper Sefer Torah, nowadays we have yet become Bekiyim B'yaseiris V'chaseiris, and therefore we can make a Sefer Torah free of mistakes, and therefore we do have the mitzvah B'zman Hazeh. So that's the Chiddush of the Chida, that the Rambam Taka compiled the different girsos, the different texts of the Sefer Torah, and Taka made sure that we can have a Sefer Torah free of any mistakes, and it could be, in fact, a Sholem Dika Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah that's considered Tomim. The Aruch HaShulchan has a different take. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're right. The Gemara says we're not Bekiyim V'yaseiris V'chaseiris. And, in fact, that would cause us to be hesitant to write a Sefer Torah because it has to be Tomim. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we have rules given to us as to how to be machriya when it comes to sveikas. How do we ascertain what the correct halacha is? What does the Gemara say based on the pasuk? The pasuk says achri rabban lahatois. We get a consensus and we look at the majority, and whatever the roiv says, we follow that psak. And therefore, even though initially we were unclear as to exactly how we're supposed to write the letters in the Torah, how we're supposed to write the words in the Torah, nevertheless, now that we came to a hachra, achirab mahatois, now we have become bekiyin b'yaseiris v'chaseiris, and therefore even though initially we weren't bekiyin, now based on our rules of psak, we do have a psak, we do have a conclusive ruling regarding yaseiris v'chaseiris, and therefore we can write a sefer Torah that's considered tamim today, because it's tamim api the rules and the guidelines of Psak, and that is Achiram Lahatos, and therefore you could have a Kosher Sefer Torah today, because based on Achiram Lahatos, we do have a Bekiyas and Yisiris V'chaseiris. Azoy Zokta Or Chashuch. V'oid, there's a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says a tremendous Chiddush. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you're right. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, that we're not Bekiyim B'Yaseiris V'Chaseiris. And the Gemara also says in Megill that has to be Tumim in order for it to be a Kasher Sefer Torah. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? Says the Minchas Chinuch, there are two types of Yaseiris V'Chaseiris. One type of Yaseiris V'Chaseiris is Ma'akev. And if you don't get it right, your Sefer Torah is possible. What is an example of this type of Yaseiris V'Chaseiris? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, beginning of the Masechta, says that we learn from the fact that the Torah says basukos without a vav, that when you build a sukkah, two walls have to be complete, and the third wall is kosher, even if it's only a tefach. So that deficiency, that chaseris, that minimized and reduced word in the Torah taught us a halacha. There was a nafgamina. And that is that the third wall of a sukkah can only be a tefach, and it doesn't have to be any more. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that type of Yaseiris V'Chaseiris is ma'akev, because it teaches us a halacha. Anything that we derive something from is ma'akev, and it has to be done right. And if it's not done right, we have the Gemara Megill that says that Teres Hashem Tamimo, that it's going to be possible because it's an imperfect Sefer Torah. However, says the Minchas Chinuch, there are other types of Yaseiris V'Chaseiris that do not have any nafkamina halacha, that we don't derive any halachas from. For example, Aroin. Aroin, sometimes with a vav, sometimes without a vav, but there's no halachic din that we derive from this, and therefore it's not ma'akiv to have it done correctly. Says the Minchas Chinuch, when the Gemara says that we don't have any more proficiency in Yaseiris V'Chaseiris, that's only referring to things that are not ma'akev, things that don't passel the Sefer Torah anyways. So in these type of Yaseiris V'Chaseiris, we have forgotten the correct Mesaira, in that type of Yaseiris V'Chaseiris, anyways, the Sefer Torah is not going to become passel if we are lacking in the proficiency. And the Meila says, the Minchas Chinuch, we do have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah nowadays, because that which we have lost Bekiyas in Yaseiris V'Chaseiris is only regarding Yaseiris V'Chaseiris that are anyways not ma'akev. We don't have any din that we derive from there, and therefore we're not missing in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, in spite of the fact that we have lost proficiency in those Yaseiris V'Chaseiris. The Yaseiris V'Chaseiris that are ma'akev, that we do learn halachos from, we do still know, and therefore we do have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah even b'zman hazeh. That's the shita of the Minchas Chinuch. And there's another shita, and that's the shita of the Maram Shik, where he says that true, we have lost the proficiency in Yaseiris V'Chaseiris, even with respect to Yaseiris V'Chaseiris that do have a halachic nafkamina. So why does the Sefer Torah not become possible? Says the Maram Shik, when the Torah says, Teres Hashem Tamimo, that in order for the Sefer Torah to be kosher, it has to be free of any mistakes, it has to be perfect, it has to be tumim. We compare this concept of tumim to the tumim that we find regarding a carbon. A carbon has to be tumim, it has to be free of any mum, it has to be free of any blemishes. Says the Maram Shik, what type of mum invalidates a carbon? Only the type of mum that is nikr la'ayin, that's discernible to the eye, that's something that's recognizable, and that someone could pick out, even though he sometimes will not pick up on a very small and insignificant mistake, or mum, in the animal. So says the Maram Shik, what qualifies as a mum that passes a carbon? Only something that's nikla ayin, only something that's discernible to the eye, ruins the din tumim when it comes to a carbon. Says the Maram Shik, the same thing applies to Yaseiris V'Chaseiris. Only with respect to a word that we already have a Messiah about, and now we are missing it in the Sefer Torah, that's where it passels it, because then it's lacking in Tumim, since it's something that's Nikolaim, something that we know about, and still this Sefer Torah is lacking in something that we know that it's supposed to have. However, says the Maram Shik, if let's say there was some Yaseiris V'Chaseiris that we have never been aware of, and that we're not cognizant of, then even though, in fact, the Sefer Torah is missing the extra letter, or it has an extra letter, Nevertheless, it's still not going to become possible because it's not lacking in Tumim, since it's not Nikolayim, since we were never aware of this Mesorah. We weren't taught this particular Mesorah regarding Yesarius V'Chaserius, and therefore, even though it's lacking in the Yesarius V'Chaserius, it doesn't pass the Sefer Torah, because in order for it to be lacking in Tumim, it has to be something that's Nikolayim, it has to be something that we know it's supposed to have and it still doesn't have. That's the only type of mistake that's going to pass all the Sefer Torah. And Mela says, the Menchas Chinuch, since the Yesarius V'Chaserius that we have forgotten are not Nikar La'ayin, therefore, we do have the mitzvah Ksivah Sefer Torah nowadays, because it's not going to be lacking in Tamim if we're lacking in the knowledge of the Yesarius V'Chaserius that we weren't taught. So those are the various Mahalchim Nachroinim as to why there should be a mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah B'Zman Hazeh, even though the Gemara says that we're lacking in the knowledge of Yesarius V'Chaserius, and the Gemara also says that in order for you to have the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah, it has to be a Sefer Torah that's Teiras Hashem Tamimah, that's perfect and free of any mistakes.